Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, beloved ones. I pray that each one of you are having a wonderful day. I'm Minister James Browning, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I am broadcasting live today from Phoenix, Arizona. Hot Phoenix, we're experiencing extremely hot temperature today. We're about 115 degrees, but I guess that's what you expect if you live in the desert, right? Okay, but anyway, we're going to go on with today. We got air conditioning inside, so we're not going to worry too much about the outside. But if you live in a country somewhere where you got some rain, can you please send some to our part of the country? We haven't had any rain here in Providence in almost 4 months, and extremely hot, so we need some rain and some cooler weather. But anyway, all is good, and we're going to have a wonderful show today, a real powerful show. There's a lot going on, and we're going to sort of move forward. But, you know, as normal, all of you who have been listening for a while, you know, I always do prayer before we start the show so we can allow Spirit to come in and do what it needs to do in order to, for us to move forward and have a more enhanced program. I believe that it is through the spiritual aspect of the God force within me that allows me to do this show. I'm just a vessel, and I just want to be a good vessel today, okay? All right. Mighty I Am presence, Almighty God of the universe, we give thanks and gratitude for this day, and we thank you for allowing us just to have another day of life. We thank you for allowing us to be here this day. We know that it's all through divine order. If it was not meant for us to be here, we would not be here, but we're here. That means that we still have work to do. And so we're asking you, God, to guide us, give us strength, give us wisdom, and give us knowledge as to how we are to conduct our lives, and that we go forward knowing that we are connected with you, God, knowing that you are the source of everything that shows up in our lives. And we accept the things that we cannot change, and we change the things that we can. So we know, God, that we will continue to move forward with your strength. We pray that you put us in your white light of protection, allowing us to move forward and stay in that realm of high consciousness, and that we will go forward knowing that we are one with you, God, and we accept nothing else other than oneness. And we feel totally complete because we know that you are the source that allow us to perform and allow us to do what we need to do. I'm asking you, beloved, I am present today just to make me a vessel of your word. Allow your energy and spirit to flow through my physical body so I can reach out and touch someone who is in need and someone who desires to hear this message today, that it falls on the ears of those who are in tune and those who are ready to move into that higher state of consciousness. We give thanks for that, knowing that it is all one. We pray for divine peace and love for beloved planet Earth, that you surround her with love and keep her in your grips and arms, and give us the insight and the wisdom to know that everything is in divine order, regardless of what we see with our eyes. We know that there's a plan and everything is going to work out for the good. And we accept that, and we know that it's good. And we say thank you. And so it is. Oh, well, okay, beloved ones, let's get on with today's show, which really gets me excited. I'm so excited when I talk about opulence. And so today's show is how to tap into God's opulence. Now, for all of you, most of you are new age students and new thought students, and this is what most of you know, that this is a spiritual metaphysical ministry, and that we talk about all things possible. And we know that we have the ability to create and be creators with God. So we say thank you for that understanding. So today we're going to talk about tapping into your opulence. And now hopefully you all understand the word opulence. If you don't, it's pretty basic. It means abundance. Okay? Opulence simply means abundance. You know, beloved, Jesus said in chapter 10, verse 10, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundant. You know, beloved ones, that's a really powerful statement. Jesus was telling us that the Creator put us here on the planet to live an abundant life, to live an opulent life, That means that we live at a higher state of awareness and higher state of consciousness, and we bring about all the things we need on all levels. Opulence means a lot of things. It doesn't just mean making money, okay? So when I want you to get a full understanding when I'm using the word opulence, I'm speaking about wealth, of course. I'm speaking about health, and I'm speaking about relationships. And they are all equally important, beloved ones. You can't have one without the other to experience abundant life, okay? It is a necessity that we have all three of these things. It's a holistic approach to life to make life run smoother, okay? So first we're gonna sort of break each one of these down in segments, and hopefully we'll be able to get through the whole show today. I have a lot of content, so if we're not able to complete this session today, we will have part two next week, but hopefully we can get through. If not, we'll just let Spirit do what it do in order for us to complete this. So let's first talk about wealth, okay? Because this is a topic that lots of people get really excited about. It's when they talk about wealth and material things and making money and having necessity. Beloved ones, we live in a capitalist society. And in the capitalist society, you have to have resources in order to make it, to be able to live life at that higher state of consciousness and higher state of wellness and be able to accomplish what you need to do, if you so desire to do that. Okay? Beloved ones, there is no lack of supplements on the planet. There is no lack of supply. There's enough gold, silver, diamonds, and platinum on this planet to supply everybody here, that we could all be millionaires. Okay? There is no lack of supply. There is plenty supply on the planet. The only lack is in the human mind. You're only experiencing lack because you are not allowing your vibration to rise to that level of attraction. See, making money is about energy. Money has energy to it, okay? And you have to be able to tap into the energy and the source of supply, okay? And it's okay to make money, okay? And we're going to talk more about that in depth, because there's a lot of myths around making money. But if you're going to live here on this planet, you're going to have resources to be able to make it, if that's what you choose to do, okay? So there is no lack. There's just plenty. You know, the great Catherine Ponder, for all of you who don't know who she was, Catherine Ponder was a minister back in the early days, and she was one of the original metaphysicians. She, with Louise Hay and Catherine Ponder, they were sort of came up together, and Johnny Coleman, and they all went to Unity Village, and Catherine Ponder was really huge. And her, Catherine Ponder would say, there's gold dust in the air. She would say there was gold dust in the air. And every time that we take a breath, we are inhaling gold particles into our bodies. And that with these gold particles, that we are becoming richer every breath we take. What an imaginary thought that's that powerful, that you understand that every breath that you take, you're filling your body with gold particles, loved ones. Do you realize how valuable you are? Do you realize how valuable your physical body? Your physical body is valuable even without the gold. They say the average body, if you took every part out of your body, and you sold it, it'd be worth somewhere near $6 million, okay? So you all are the $6 million person, okay, man or woman. Yeah, but Catherine Ponder said, every time you breathe, you should realize and imagine that there's gold going inside of your being, and you are being enriched with this breath that you're taking. Okay, so that's a beautiful thing. Many of you are experiencing lack on the planet, though. It's really amazing with all the prosperity and all the supplies going on. There's so many people that's caught up in this thought of lack, thinking there's not enough to go around. You know, we're looking at greed, when people are becoming greedy, thinking that they have to take it and hoard it and do all these things because they don't believe that there's an adequate amount of supply. This is not true, beloved one. There's more than we can even imagine. There's many reasons that people are, this is happening to people, why people are thinking in this process of lack, you know. You know, if you were not born in a rich family and was taught that having prosperity was your divine right, then you would had to have uphill struggle because you were not taught this. And Jesus was amazing when he said that people that believe in him understand the concept of abundance and that you should have abundance. That was one of his purposes for coming here, to help you to understand it is your divine right that the Creator wants you to be abundant, that you have that already inside of you, beloved ones. The Creator who created the planet did not expect for you to come here and suffer, unless that's what you chose to do, okay? Some of us came here just to work on spiritual stuff, and material stuff don't mean nothing to it. And that's okay, you know, if that's what you choose to do. But for all the folks who are coming here to have life and have it abundantly, you need to step forward and start moving forward. You know, it's like I told you, it's money and material has an energy to it. And you have to be able to tap into that energy and allow it to flow into you. So the material world is not something that is so far fresh from you to have, but you just don't understand your ability to attract it right now and to be able to bring it into your world. Do you? And a lot of that comes from, like I said, if you wasn't taught and you wasn't born into a rich family, then you may not have a full understanding unless you had people around you who were able to teach you and tell you and show you how you can go about bringing about prosperity. Okay? So we're going to talk more about how to bring these things in your life because you are deserving, beloved ones. Now, I just want to make it very clear also, like I said, there's some of my spiritual friends out there who are listening to the program who really don't care about opulence that much from the standpoint of a material. They do care about opulence, but the material part doesn't bother them. And as for those folks, I say, God bless. You know, you must be so fortunate that you incarnated in this time and all you were working on was your spiritual growth. You know, so I say to you, keep ascending, my beloved ones. And Godspeed to you. Now, back to all of us who want to enjoy both spiritual and material, we need to understand why we are not attracting it into our lives as we so desire to have it to come. One thing that we believe you bought into the concept that you are not worthy or you don't deserve it. Now, where did that come from? I don't know. Each one of us, you know, brought up in different ways and different households and different principles and a way of thinking. And, you know, some people have some real thoughts around the material world, and they don't feel as if they're worthy of it. And they feel as if that suffering from lack of it or not having it has some spiritual value. I don't know where that crazy concept came from. But we're going to discover and more about that. Like I said, if you were born into that thought, then you are at a different state. Other than that, you have to be taught to be able to bring in material world or material possessions based on your frequency and vibration, because money and opulence are based on frequency and vibrations, and you need to be able to tap into that energy, okay? It really saddened me to see so many people that suffer from lack consciousness, basically, and it was taught in the organized traditional church that, you know, that money having money has some form of evil with it. You know what I mean? That was real. That's a really disservice that the organized church taught most of the people, that, hey, having money was evil. There is nothing evil about money, beloved ones. If you're greedy about it and you're possessive about it, and you, the lack of money is more evil than having money, okay? Because people do some really crazy things when they don't have money, okay? So we want to have that station conscience that we're allowing it to flow into our life. I mean, it's just absolutely foolish that that happened. But, you know, they start programming you when you're young. When you start going to the struggle, and I'm not putting the church down, because basically a lot of people taught what they knew. A lot of the ministers and leaders of the church only could teach you what they knew. They had no understanding themselves that money was an energy, and that it was about tapping into your energy to be able to bring and make your life more powerful to do that. So in a lot of our subconscious thinking and subconscious mind, we still are holding on to that concept about money being evil. Deep down in the recesses of your subconscious mind, where you cannot realize that it's happening, what happened on the subconscious, you don't even realize it, because so it's deeply embedded in your thinking process that you're not able to function and when it happened. You're thinking that consciously you think you want it, but subconsciously you're saying you don't want it. So your mind is at battle. So how can you tune to the frequency of money when you are in that state where you don't, that you're going through a mental concept about money, okay, and about your ability to have success? But we're going to get past that. We're going to work on getting you to that point where you can totally release that belief, okay, because it serves you no purpose to hold on to that thought, which makes absolutely no sense. Now, what sense does it make that the church tell you that you should accept the fact that they're evil, that by having money evil, but they wanted you to put money in the church so the church could be prosperous? Come on, beloved ones. What sense does that make for you to believe that money is evil, the church would teach you money, but they want you to put their money to enrich the church? Okay? That was just craziness. Okay? That's the only way I can put it. Just craziness. But you don't have to, just because you've been taught that and you brought up in that manner, doesn't mean that you have to conduct the rest of your life dealing with that. And so we're going to move on, and so we can learn how to get unstuck in this lifetime, that we don't have to live with that mental thought of lack and thinking that lack is a problem. Remember what Catherine Ponder said? Gold dust is all around us every day. And that's what I want to talk to you about, developing that kind of consciousness to understand that there is prosperity and supply everywhere, and that you have to be able to tap into that and bring it into your life. There is no lack, okay? The lack, like I said before, that only comes from your faith and belief. It's what's causing you not to be able to manifest it. You see, a lot of, and what's even sad, I see a lot of that even going on in the metaphysical and New Age community as well. They know about prosperity, but they are, and they talk about it, but they are not allowing it to formulate in their consciousness, and they are stuck as well. So you need to understand it's not so much about your conscious thinking, it's about your subconscious thinking that's causing you to feel astray. And what we need to talk about, how we can make the shift, how we can change our thinking around that. Several things you can do that will help you to be able to unrelease yourself, beloved ones. And I'm going to give you a first step that's a real bold step. Now, this is for people who have faith and able to make the shift, okay? And one way that you can make the shift is that if you embrace that you are gods and goddesses in flesh, that you are co-creators with God, then you can have the desires and create and manifest what you need in this world. You are a co-creator, beloved one, because the spirit connection inside of you is the same spiritual energy that created the universe. No, you were not the creator. You didn't put the planets there. You didn't put the stars in there. But that same essence of God is inside of you. God, you are an extension of God, and he put a little of his being in each one of us, that we too can be co-creators of our lives, that we have the ability to create our own special events in life, and that we have that ability to manifest and to be able to bring forth that which we so desire in our lives, okay? So, and if you can really embrace that and understand what I just told you, you're going to make the shift. Now, for some of us, that's a tall order for you to understand that you are, and I've been talking to you guys, all of you who've been listening for weeks, know that I've been talking to you about your God power, and that you are gods and goddesses according to the teaching of beloved Jesus, and that you can create and bring things in your life based on what you need. But you have to understand and that concept. You have to buy into that. You have to feel and know that you are one with God, and God lives in you. And you can almost instantaneously, once you can buy into that concept and know that you have the ability to change yourself, you know that you can do that, but it's going to take faith and belief in yourself, and because you have to get to the point where you are able, and what having buying into that concept by itself will supersede what has been already programmed in your subconscious mind, because you can ascend beyond your subconscious, but it is based on your ability to have faith that you are the special being that the Creator allowed to come to planet Earth to be able to enjoy and have the things that you need. Everything is already inside of you, brothers, beloved ones. You don't have to go looking outside of anything. Everything is within you, and you have the ability to take care and to be able to manifest in your life, okay? If you can buy that, if that's a tall order to accept the fact that you are co-creators and that you are truly made in the image of God, being the spirit of God lives in you. So that means that if God created the universe, you can create your own universe. You do have the power, beloved, but you got to buy into that idea. Okay? Now, let's talk about some other ways that you can help get unstuck from this lack consciousness that's dealing with us. And that's based on reprogramming your thinking about opulence and abundance. You have to reprogram your think and be able to move beyond that old idea that's inside of you, okay? And that comes from you being able to unlock your subconscious mind. Now, there are certain techniques that one can use to be able to unlock their mind. Your mind, you have the ability to control your mind, but you have to understand that there's certain things that you need to do to be able to unlock that lock, because this falls very deeply with a lot of us, because it is so far down in our conscious mind, and so many of us have been told that we are not worthy, that we won't mount to anything, we don't deserve anything, and that we are not powerful beings, okay? So we need to unlock that thought process, beloved ones. We need to move beyond that thinking. So let me tell you about another technique that I have found to be very helpful. You see, I'm going to give you examples of what I know to be a fact and the things that I know that work in the matter that they do work, okay? And one of those techniques that I have found to be so powerful is using the technique of gratitude, okay? And what I'm telling you about, and if you follow this format, beloved ones, this will shift you as well. And this is not hard to do at all, okay? It's to understand that gratitude is will help you to shift your consciousness. And you have to have gratitude for everything that shows up in your life that help enhance your life, okay? You have to recognize that there is a force being that brings about things in your life. And when they show up, be grateful for the little things as well as the big things. I mean, gratitude can be as simply as grateful that you woke up in the morning. Gratitude that you're healthy every day, okay? You have to develop that state of gratitude knowing that it will be there. There's something about gratitude that it's a law. Matter of fact, it's a universal law, just like the universal law of the law of attraction. The law of gratitude is just that important. And everyone that I know, I share with them, I tell them, and everyone that I know that really work it and really understand about gratitude, make the shift. They shift and change, and they begin to see results quickly. It don't take a long time for you to start a shift when you move into a state of gratitude, when you begin to realize that these things that are coming to you, if you give thankful for them and be grateful for them, the universe will continue to give you more things to be thankful for. Beloved ones, I'm not sure how the law works. I don't claim to understand all the spiritual laws of the universe, okay? But I know that it works. Some things we just simply embrace based on faith and belief. And I know that gratitude is one of those things that will work. Now, one has to be patient for it to work, but one has to be consistent in order to make gratitude work, okay? One has to be persistent in it. Anything that you deal with changing your subconscious thinking, you have to be persistent with it. I keep telling you that it is some of the stuff is so locked that if you don't go to a professional psychologist or a hypnotherapist, you wouldn't even have no idea that it is there. You know, that some of the stuff has been planted in your mind since you were 4 and 5 years of age, and some of us are well over the age of, you know, we're aged. I just put it that way. Some of us have grown older, and we got many, many years of this thought still being inside of our mind, and they have not been released. So you can imagine what one has to do to overcome that. And sometimes you just got to reprogram your thinking because you cannot release it. But the more that you reprogram it, the more that it will become yesterday's news and yesterday's effect. Okay, so when you're doing gratitude work and doing gratitude, what I have found that works best is that you use a journal. Okay, use a journal. Get your journal every day, whether it be first thing in the morning or last thing at night. Write down everything that you are grateful that has showed up in your life and do it consistently. Write it down. There's something about writing and seeing it really impacts the subconscious mind. This is very, very important stuff, beloved ones. So don't take what I'm saying for granted. You need to do this. You need to get your journal and start writing down all these things that you're grateful for. Every day, be consistent. Be consistent with it. I've got a journal. I've been probably doing it a year and a half, and I'm amazed at the stuff that's been showing up during this process. So it's very, very important. Now, one thing about doing gratitude work is that you also give gratitude for the things that have not yet shown up in your material world, but you want to show up. And you have to give gratitude and put the thought to the fact as if it has already showed up. You have to state it in a manner that it's already there, okay? Like for me, I had desire for an RV. And every night I say, I am so grateful that I am enjoying my new RV. Okay? So that is one of my desires to manifest and bring it to me. But I'm already seeing myself with it, although it has not showed up in material, it's already inside of my mental thoughts. So that is my job, to develop on the mental thought and not worry about how it's going to show up. But I'm doing my job is to put it inside my being. Okay? So, beloved ones, for everything that you desire and that has yet showed up, you write it down as if it already is, as if you're already enjoying it. Just like, you know, hey, I'm so grateful that a certain type of person is showing up in my life and I'm enjoying this relationship, you know, and you put that there and whatever you so desire. So along with what has already showed up that you're grateful for that day, you also incorporate those things that you want to show up as if they have already showed up. That's so important and so powerful, beloved ones. One has to have the ability to see things and visualize things and put it in the state of the presence. And because that will already, the subconscious mind do not know that which you are pretending to be and that which you are. And at this time, you're enforcing your subconscious mind by doing that, by putting that in word in the presence as if it has already showed up. Now, I found for myself, it works better for me when I do it at nighttime. I mean, everybody got different things, but just before I fall off to sleep, I want to have those things in my subconscious mind that this is what is showing up for my mental aspect. Okay? Now, another technique, we're going to move on to something else. Now, another technique that I have found for bringing in supply into my life is using the power of affirmations. Now, affirmations are simply positive states of saying and believing that something is coming into your life, and you are using it also to change that old program. But affirmations, beloved ones, really call for you to be persistent with them. They do not work overnight. Now, because, hey, you know that stuff that's inside of your head? It didn't just start overnight. Like I said, for many of you, it has been there for many, many, many years. And so we have to understand that this new thinking and a new way that we're applying things is based on reconditioning our thought. And it takes a lot of work. It's just, you know, let me give you a chance of how affirmation works. Affirmation works almost simply as like water dripping on a brick. Now, I don't know if you realize that. If water, every day, if one or two drops of water dripped on a brick every day, eventually the brick will have a hole in it. It will go all the way through the other side. That's how powerful that consistent of that one drop in your mind and on that brick will do. And that is the same concept than when you are stating that you want something and you're putting it in the positive and allowing it to come into your thought process, okay? And you are reprogramming that old program. So that's why you have to be willing to work on it and do it and allow it to formulate in your mind, okay? If you can do affirmations all day long. Whenever you have a time where you are not into your other conscious thinking, do your affirmations. Claim your affirmations. Now, one of the really important, and I like to do affirmations early in the morning as well. After I do my gratitude work, I usually do affirmations, especially in the morning time. After I do my morning meditation, I meditate for about an hour and a half every morning. I've been doing it for 44 years now. But anyway, when I finish up with that, I always do my affirmation, unless there's something important I got to do that sort of, and if I got to put it off for a while, I do what I got to do. But I do not let a day go past that I do not do the affirmations that I need to order to free myself. You know, we all are work in progress. I know all of this stuff, but still there's stuff down in my subconscious, even though I know, that still has to be released. So, yes, I do affirmations consistently as well. You know, like I said, doing affirmations is really important. And the way that you do an affirmation is more even important. One should always start off with I am. And using the word I am is releasing the power of God in your thought process. And word. See, I am is God in action. Let me just tell you again. I am is God in action. So you need to be able to understand when you're doing your affirmations how important it is to use the word I am. Okay, let me just give you an example. For me, I have an affirmation that I do every day. I say, I am wealth, God in action, manifesting money in my hands and use now and continuously. Okay, I'm going to read it back to you because some of you may want to do this. Very powerful affirmation. I am wealth, God in action, manifesting money in my hands and use now and continuously. See, beloved one, you have to give affirmation, and you have to do it with excitement and that you can do. You have to allow those affirmations, and you need to say it in a positive. I am is putting God in the midst of doing your work, okay, and allowing it to pour into your thinking process. That's why you see a lot of people who are successful have learned how to utilize the power of affirmations. Okay, affirmations are really, really great, beloved one, and we all need to be able to utilize it, even in addition to the gratitude work. Use your affirmations. So you have two powerful tools that you can really use to help you to be able to move forward. Now, I also, there's a lot of things out there. Thank God for YouTube, because YouTube have a lot of positive things that you can listen to. There's a lot of positive uplifting YouTube videos out there that you can use, and some of them are conscious and some of them are subliminal. Now, the subliminal ones are very, very powerful as well, and those are really kind of good to go to sleep with. Okay, I have one of them that I've been using for quite a while that actually I put it on as I'm sleeping, and it helps and it works. It's like an 8-hour subliminal. Now, subliminal, for all you don't understand, subliminal power is so powerful. Most of us are doing things right now that subliminal programming is inside of you. And I don't know if you realize that even inside of the big stores and stuff now, they use subliminal programs to slow people down from shoplifting. They do subliminal is used in most commercials. Subliminal, it is so powerful. They used to have in the theaters till they made them stop. They had subliminal messages, and some of it was so faint and so you didn't even realize it's telling you to go buy popcorn, and they were using subliminal programming, and the government stepped in and made them stop, okay, because they understood the power of subliminal programming, okay? So use all the tools that you can, because you got a big job, beloved ones, of trying to recondition and reprogramming your thoughts. It is so important for you to be able to do that. So you need to understand that is another tool that you can do to enhance your prosperity and conscious thinking. So now I've gave you a few tools today that you can use, but it only works, beloved one, if you work it. I can tell you all the stuff. I can share all the stuff with you, but it does no good if you are not going to do the work. But if you're going to do the work, it worked. And I know that it worked because I share things with you that I put to practice in my own life. And I have been studying these principles of prosperity and opulence for quite a long time. You know, I don't just speak from that which comes from my conscience, but I've been doing this studying and working very deftly, understanding how the human mind works and how we need, what the things we need to do to be able to unlock our minds, subconscious mind, to be able to move forward. Okay? Now, I'm going to get one more technique, and that is for those who have now beginning to use the other techniques, and you'll begin to see prosperity showing up in your life. Now, you begin to see that flow of money coming in your life. Now, once that started happening, now I'm going to tell you how to accelerate that flow, where you really push that and put it on a rocket ship to make finances become even more powerful. And that powerful is the power of giving. Giving and receiving, it works, beloved ones. Every time you give, you receive. Listen to me. Every time you give, you receive. So when you're in that ability to be able to give of your resources or your time, you're going to get it back tenfold. I'm telling you, put me to the test, okay? Find when you're at that state that you can do that, and only when you're at that state that you can do that, I want you to try. I want you to try it. Find some organization that you can support and give them something and see if it doesn't come back to you, okay? But I don't want you to do it with the intent of it coming back. Do it because it's you can do it. That's why I said when you get to the point where you can be able to give freely, I don't want you to be in the pressure of having to give and then you suffice yourself. The first person that you need to be able to tithe and give to is you. You are the first person that you need to be able to give, because you cannot give to someone else if you do not have it to give. Okay, beloved ones, you need to be able to do that. That's why sometimes I get so frustrated with the church wanting you to give something that you really don't have. Some people don't have it, and they just make sacrifices and give it, and then they don't have it for themselves. It is not to be set up that way, beloved ones. Yes, it is good to give. And if you can give, even if you have a little, if you so desire to do that, I'm not telling you not to do it, but I'm saying that there's no requirement, no demands upon you to give your last if you don't have it to give. Okay? Give to yourself to make sure that you have enough to take care of yourself and your family, then you give. Okay? And once you get into that state where you can begin to give, my God, you know, that's why your Bill Gates and all the people who are mostly really rich and successful people, they give knowing that it's going to come back to them. Bill Gates cannot give away enough money. Every time he gives away money, millions, billions come. You know, it works that way, beloved one. Every time they give it, it comes back. Every time they give it, it comes back. But you can, that's what I want all of us get to the point where we can start giving at that level and supporting the things that you want to support to be able to enhance and keep going. But do it once you're in a position to do it. And once you do that, you're going to be totally shocked how that began to work, okay? Well, first, you got to do the other things I told you about doing to bring about change in your life, okay? You're going to have to do your affirmation work. You have to do your gratitude work, okay? You got to do those things, and you got to be able to reprogram your subconscious mind, and you can use subliminal or affirmation, whatever you need to do to reprogram you from that old thought process. And you have to feel worthy, and you got to forget about that old thing with someone telling you about having money is evil. That's bull crap. People trying to manipulate you and trying to control you, and that's been going on for eons. But don't buy into it anymore, beloved ones. That is absolutely not the truth, okay? Now, you know, I told you about we're gonna move on now, because there's other things that I told you about having an opulent life. It's not only just having it based on wealth, okay? Having a good relationship. Now, I'm going to speak today more about intimate relationships, okay? Because the relationships that you have with your family is something that almost that you cannot avoid, because you were born in the family you were born in, because it was necessary for you to have those family members to help you be able to work through the things that you came here to do. But let's talk about the people that you attract in your life based on relationships. You know, that's one of the things that I heard people complain about so much, that I don't have a relationship. I don't have a person that I want to be able to have love in my life and have companionship in my life. And most human beings desire that, okay? Most human beings do it. There are some people that do not desire to have relationships. I understand that. Some people don't want it. Some people have had some craziness going on, and so they kind of like threw their hands up on relationships. I don't think it's a good thing, but that is their choice of what they want to do, to just spend the rest of their time by themselves if they so desire. But you wasn't meant to do that, but it is your choice. But this conversation is mostly going to be about those who do desire to have a relationship and desire to have someone special in their life to be able to be with. And most of you are not experiencing relationship, intimate relationship, because of a blockage. You, beloved ones, are blocking Mr. or Mrs. Wright from showing up in your life. And you're wondering why you're not doing that, but you are doing the blocking. Either feel that you are not deserving of a committed relationship. Somewhere in your subconscious mind, someone told you you don't deserve to be happy by having a relationship, and you're bought into that, just like you did when you were bought into the idea of lack. You bought into the idea that you are not deserving of a relationship. Further things from the truth, beloved ones. You do deserve to be happy. You do deserve to have love in your life. You deserve to have Mr. and Mrs. Wright, and you deserve it. But when you are feeling undeserving, even if the person that is Mr. or Mrs. Wright show up, you will find a way to repel them. You will self-destruct that relationship, and you don't know why. And at the end, when you're no longer in the relationship, you'll find yourself asking, what went wrong? What happened? Because most of the things that happen in relationships that cause people to break up are so simple and so minute that it doesn't even make sense. You know, you just work through it and communicate and talk about it, you'll be at a different place. But you allowed yourself to do that, and it was not even, you were not even conscious of what you were doing. You were not even conscious, beloved one, that you were self-destructing yourself from that person or that to fall in love with that person, because you had a block inside of you based on some old concepts, based on some old relationship that's still going inside of your mind, something that you have not been able to release and be able to bring forth in your life, okay? But now, in order to get beyond that aspect of those old hurts and pains that you have in your mind based on something that happened, we all have had relationships that have been challenging to us, because that's part of the learning process. That's part of the growing process, okay? We've all had those kind of relationships that things didn't go the way we wanted them to go. But then there's some people that made it 40, 60, 70 years in relationships, okay, with the one person. But most of us have a compound of relationships, okay, because that's part of our growth and part of what we're doing. But you cannot hold, just because that particular relationship didn't work, you cannot hold on to that energy and allow it to be a blockage to you. Because if you do, you will not be able to go into the next relationship. So, step number one, beloved one, is forgiving. You have to forgive your past relationships. I'm going to say that again. You have to forgive your past relationships. And do you know where forgiveness starts? And I think I talked about this last show before. The power of forgiveness begins with yourself. You have to learn to forgive yourself for the mistakes that you made in your relationships, in your life. You were not, you're striving for perfection. You're not perfect at this time yet. We're striving for that. So you made mistakes. You've done things that have not been always in your highest good in relationships. But you, beloved one, have to learn how to be able to forgive yourself, first of all. Secondly, you have to be able to forgive others for the thing that have that you think they have harmed you in some kind of way. And some of it wasn't being harmed you. Some of the things that showed up and some of the things that happened were the things that you needed to happen in order for you to grow. You needed that person to come in your life to give you that experience, even if it wasn't that pleasant, to help you to grow as a, but whatever it is, you should be grateful that person did show up in your life to help you to grow. So you should give thanks and gratitude. You should look back and say, thank you, God, that that person showed up in my life because they did this to me, but they helped me to be able to move forward. And if you buy or you understand that that person showed up and to help you grow, then you can forgive them for that which they caused pain to you. Forgive them because they help you with that life, that lesson, to be able to help you to grow and help you become a better person. They actually helped you, beloved one. So do not hold on to those old relationships because they were there, because you deserve to be in a position where you can attract and vibrate the person that you want in your life. Okay? You need to be able to do that. And the only way you can get through that is forgiveness. Forgiving yourself and forgiving those other people that you feel have done you harm or have not allowed it to your relationship to flow. You really just have to let go and let God in order to be able to get to the next relationship. Okay? Now, once you've done your forgiveness work, you have to have a clear picture of that person you want to attract into your life. Don't just say, I want a relationship. Because if you just want a relationship, the universe will just bring you a relationship. And some, most of the time, you ain't got clarity about what you want. The person that shows up, you're not going to be the person that you really want to be in relationship for. But they showed up anyway because you just wanted a relationship. And at that moment, you're feeling lonely. You're feeling you need to be with someone. And someone just shows up and you give of yourself. And next thing you know, you're in a situation where you created pain in the heart of yourself because you were not clear about what you wanted. Okay? Beloved ones, but the first step in understanding what you want is another person is that you need to understand what you desire for your own self. You have to have clarity of what it is that about you. You have to know you and what it is. How can you expect to have someone else show up in your life when you are not totally clear yourself of who you are and what you really want out of life? That is one of your first steps, to clarify what it is that you want out of life. Who are you? What are you do? What is your desires? What are your hot buttons? What do you want in another being? But what do you want from yourself? What do you feel that you're deserving? And once you get that clear picture of what it is you want, after you've done your forgiveness work, then I say to you, happy relationships. Because once you have a clear understanding of what you want, that relationship, that person will begin to come in your life. And you don't have to try to figure out how they're going to come, where they're going to come from, what they're going to come. That is the universe will bring that person in your life. And usually when you least expect it, you'll find yourself meeting Mr. Right or Mrs. Right. Because now you are clear. You have cleared yourself up to be in position to attract that kind of person that you want in your life. Okay? But you first have to get total clearness of who you are and what you want to do and what you want to bring into your life. You have to do that work. You have to do the work. See, there's no free lunch, beloved ones. This thing called opulence, yes, it's a universal principle, and it's something that's been endowed in you, but you have to be willing to do the work in order for it to show up in your life at the level that you want it to show up in. Okay? It's important that you do the work. And once you get clear, hello, love is on the way. The relationships are on the way. So once you clear, just get ready because it's going to show up the way that you want to do. Now, before I close this out, I want to say to you, though, when it comes down to relationships, never, never, never interfere in another's relationship. Do not put yourself involved in someone else's relationship. If even if it's someone that you want to have a relationship with that's not available to have a relationship with you because they're involved in a relationship with another being, do not allow yourself to do anything that causes any harm to that relationship with that person is experiencing. It is a very unhealthy thing. Because first of all, beloved one, you don't know the contract that is being made between those other two people. And by you interfering and disrupting and that which is done is not a good thing. And besides, what goes around comes around. If you greedily have to have someone and irregardless of what's going on and what's happening, you're being reckless and you would destroy somebody else's relationship or interfere in someone else's relationship, you are setting yourself up for a headache and a pain that you are not going, you're going to totally regret. So you do not want to do that, beloved one. That's a spiritual law. Do not do that. Do not, because the universe, there are enough people out there and the right person for you is out there. There is the right person for you. You can attract the person that you need and desire in your life. Just always be open, receptive, and know that that right, Mr. Right, is coming. Okay? Okay? And Mrs. Right is coming. Okay? You know that is important. Now, we're going to try to close up. Nathan, we're going to talk about health because you are a spiritual being having a human experience. Okay? And your physical temple is so, so important to you, beloved ones. You chose your body. You chose your parents. You chose the things that you came into this planet with. Your parents, when you chose them, you took on their DNA and you took on their structure as well, okay? Beloved ones, your physical body is so important for you. Good health is a necessity for you to have in order to have a successful relationship, to have successful options in your life. You have to be able to have your body being healthy. So you have to learn to nurture your body, knowing that you, some of you came into the planet with DNA deficiencies in your body, okay? But you have to take responsibility. Once you are old enough to begin to understand that you can take responsibility for your body and do what you need to do, it's based on you putting the right things in your temple. This body is the house of God. So God lives within this physical body. So we should always do the best thing to keep our bodies strong and keep our bodies vibrating at the highest level that we could possibly can, because you are housing royalty inside of you. So you need to make sure that you are doing everything you need to do in order to keep your body strong. Okay? Now, I'll talk a little bit about this on the next show, and there's a few other things I wanted to get in, but that's okay. I think you got the full grip of what it is. But anyway, beloved one, I'm so grateful that you stopped by today. So we're going to close out with a prayer, okay? But visit my website if you have an opportunity to, and there's no reason why you shouldn't have an opportunity. www.theholisticministry, okay? Take a bath, leave a message. But anyway, let's pray. Beloved, mighty I am, brethren, I give thanks and gratitude for this wonderful day. Thank you for this beloved message. Thank you for allowing me to be a vessel to be able to share with my beloved brothers and sisters out there. And I pray that each one of them will have a marvelous and wonderful life, knowing that there's gold dust in the air and they are deserving the opulence that they came here to do. We accept the teachings of beloved Jesus Christ, knowing that he came to help us have the abundant life, and we will begin to live that abundant life and begin to realize that we are designed to have that abundant life inside of us and that we were created to be abundant and have the good life. So we will no longer accept lack in our lives, that we understand there's plenty of supply and that we are breathing gold dust in our bodies every second of the day. So we say, thank you, God. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. And so it is. Thank you, beloved ones, for coming in today. I'm so grateful for you. Bye-bye.